Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for April 11th, 2024. I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Features Discovery host Cortez Draper, a student at Roosevelt University who is a CCCF Honors Fellow in the Heller College of Business, announced on LinkedIn that he has been accepted into the Master of Science in Management Science and Analytics program with a specialization in quantitative finance at the Illinois Institute of Technology for fall 2024. Cortez, who was captain of the Roosevelt football team, is committed to continuing with JLN as he completes the 26 episodes of the Futures Discovery educational video series sponsored by MIAX that is intended to share Cortez's curiosity about the futures market as he explores various topics. He has really grown into the role, and I have never met anyone with more enthusiasm and passion to learn about the markets. Congratulations to Cortez on his latest academic milestone, and I am sure he will do great at IIT in the fall. Kwesi Smith, the CEO of the Greenwood Project, shared on LinkedIn that Greenwood Project has been honored with a monumental donation of $600,000 from IG/Tasty Trade. Nice work, guys. Jason Razek is stepping down as managing director of PNB Paribas after 16 years. He said in a LinkedIn post that he is getting ready to embark on the next leg of the journey. He was very thankful for working with so many talented and wonderful people at BNP and across the street. The video from the Peterson Institute for International Economics, or PIIE, in which Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, Chairman Martin J. Grunberg delivered an address titled "Too Big to Fail," provided an overview of resolution under Title II of the Dodd-Frank Act, enacted in response to the 2008 financial crisis. You can watch the YouTube video with the link in today's newsletter. Anthony Marinaro has been promoted to Director, Prime Services, Listed Derivatives, Client-Facing Middle Office at Society General Corporate and Investment Banking, or SGCIB, he announced on LinkedIn. He has also worked at Northern Trust and CME Group. Robinhood is looking to hire a senior product marketing manager in London. There's a link in today's newsletter for the job. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were: industry analyst Larry Tabb discusses cryptocurrencies, AI, and market dynamics at FIA conference from John Lothian News. Debunking options myths from CBOE. And funds selling options help temper U.S. stock swings from Reuters. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's that video. Industry analyst Larry Tabb discusses cryptocurrencies, AI, and market dynamics at FIA Futures Conference. At the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, John Lothian News conducted an interview with Larry Tabb of Bloomberg Intelligence as part of the JLN Industry Leader video series sponsored by Wedbush. Tabb, known for his expertise in industry and market analysis, shared his insights into cryptocurrencies, artificial intelligence, equity options growth, and increased demand for U.S. equities during non-traditional market hours. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's another video from our series. Euronext CEO Stefan Buzna discusses AI, Brexit, and ESG at FIA conference. Stefan Buzna says you cannot afford to be late to AI, but also that exchange matching engine operators need to be precise, not roughly correct. The Euronext CEO spoke to John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, as part of the JLN Industry Leader video series sponsored by Wedbush. Bushnell pulled no punches in addressing the impact of AI, Brexit, geopolitical risks, cybersecurity threats, and staying competitive. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Ghana seeks to delay cocoa deliveries due to lack of beans. Regulator wants to postpone the delivery of contracted sales. It's in talks over delaying at least 150,000 to 250,000 tons. Ghana is in talks with traders to postpone the delivery of at least 150,000 to 250,000 tons of cocoa until next season due to a lack of beans, in the latest sign of how a supply crunch is roiling the global market. The Ghana Cocoa Board, the regulator, is negotiating with major traders to roll over the delivery until sometime during the season that starts in October, according to five people familiar with the negotiations. The beans are supposed to be delivered during the main harvest that will end in the coming months, and some traders are asking for a big discount for the delay, two people said. My comment. If you are in line at Starbucks for a hot cocoa, you might have to wait a little longer. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, The Fate of Virgin Money and the Rising Cost of Scammers. The arms race between financial cops and robbers is heating up. Did fraudsters take down Virgin Money PLC, the UK's sixth largest bank? When the management team of Virgin Money UK PLC presented to shareholders on the merits of their agreed takeover by Nationwide Building Society last month, they laid out various reasons for recommending the offer. There was the price, of course, a 40% premium over the average market value over the prior 3 months. There was the scale. Together, the combined banks would become the second largest provider of mortgages and savings in the UK. My comment. Interesting angle. The cost of being scammed is driving consolidation in the banking sector. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, The podcast host, who also manages a $1.6 trillion investment fund, top CEOs talk to Norway's sovereign wealth fund manager. This week's guest was Elon Musk on the future of AI. Darren Woods, chief executive of ExxonMobil, fancies himself a grill master. His favorite cut of meat, the ribeye steak. James Gorman, the chairman and recently departed CEO of Morgan Stanley, used to regularly get physically sick from the stress of the job. And Daniel Ek, who co-founded Spotify, is deeply conflicted about the enormous wealth he has achieved. My comment, Josh King, I think you need another sideline gig. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most clicked item on Wednesday was Cboe's debunking options myths, focusing on zero DTE options. Second was, stock market rally has likely reached a tipping point following spike in Wall Street's fear gauge from MarketWatch. Third was, how a pioneering blackjack master beats the odds of aging from Bloomberg, about math professor and hedge fund manager Edward Thorpe. Here are the top five stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, DeFi exchange creator Uniswap Labs says SEC sent it lawsuit warning. Uniswap Labs, the creator of the largest decentralized trading platform on Ethereum, said the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has warned that it faces a potential enforcement action for operating as an unregistered exchange and broker-dealer. The SEC's enforcement division served Uniswap with a Wells notice, notifying the company that it plans to recommend a legal action against it, the firm said in a blog statement. A representative for the SEC declined to comment. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, UBS's capital fears in Switzerland have arrived. The bank faces higher demands from its government after the Credit Suisse disaster, but it could have been worse. UBS Group AG had hoped that the Swiss government wouldn't make onerous demands for more capital in the wake of its hyper-profitable rescue of Credit Suisse last year. But with a balance sheet now twice the size of Switzerland's economy, the understandable nervousness among officials has fueled their desire for better defenses. The Federal Council of Switzerland didn't say exactly how much more capital UBS would need, but changes announced Wednesday seem likely to postpone or diminish the share of buybacks that UBS investors are hoping for in the next few years. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, U.S. regulator criticizes Swiss handling of Credit Suisse as unhelpful. FDIC Chair Marcin Grunberg says U.S. watchdogs would shut down a giant failing bank. Switzerland's decision last year to merge Credit Suisse with UBS was an, quote, unhelpful, quote, way to deal with a failing global bank, and U.S. regulators would not shrink from a full shutdown in a similar situation, the chair of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has warned. Martin Grunberg spoke to the Financial Times as his agency issued a paper detailing how it would handle the collapse of a global systemically important bank, or GSIB, such as Credit Suisse. He said the FDIC was seeking to remind shareholders, creditors, and executives that they cannot rely on government bailouts similar to those that stabilized the financial system after Lehman Brothers collapsed in 2008. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, Cocoa Surge is drawing Africa's farmers back to the bean, with global prices for the commodity hitting $10,000 a ton. There's a drive to plant more trees. In Cameroon, the astonishing surge in the price of cocoa has Banyu Elsie Kainu planning the next chapter of her life. In November, the 57-year-old high school tutor bought a 3-hectare, that's 7.4-acre, parcel of land about 200 kilometers, 124 miles, northwest from her home in Yaoundé, the capital. The cocoa trees she's planted there should begin bearing fruit by the time she retires in 3 years. Laying the groundwork for Kainu's career switch hasn't come cheap. The traditional chief who sold her the plot also collected a fee of 3 goats, 40 liters or 10.5 gallons of palm wine, and a bag of salt to grant her permission to farm the cash crop. And then here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Algorithmic Warfare Raises New Moral Dangers. Israel's use of AI-enabled targeting system in Gaza has fed the debate about military technology. One of our worst nightmares about artificial intelligence is that it will enable killer robots to stalk the battlefield, dispensing algorithmically determined death and destruction. But the real world is a lot messier than the comic books. As Israel's bombardment of Gaza shows, we may be moving towards more invisible and insidious forms of automated decision-making in warfare. A chilling report published last week by the Israeli online magazine Plus972 highlighted the heavy reliance of the Israeli Defense Forces early in the war on an AI-enabled mass target generation system known as Lavender, which flagged 37,000 Gazans as suspected Hamas militants. As a result, many were bombed in their homes, often killing their families too. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the Daily Junlo, the newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting junlothenews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian. ¶¶